So, Sammy, is it going to happen?
Well, I don't know. Certainly, when I left the Department of Finance here, we had put all the figures to the Treasury. There had been no political decision made on it that really rested with the coalition government as to whether or not the tax would be devolved to Northern Ireland. But I've got to say, Stephen, that even if either because the Tories wanted to have support from unionists in Northern Ireland and therefore decided to go ahead with it, or because of what they're doing in Scotland, they felt obliged, or what they proposed for Scotland, they felt obliged to devolve more powers to Northern Ireland, the decision couldn't come at a worse time, because given some of the slowness in making decisions about welfare reform, etc., here in Northern Ireland, we're really going to find it very difficult to find the money to finance the devolution of corporation tax, which, you know, will cost a number of hundreds of millions of pounds.
So are you saying even if they allowed it to happen, we now can't afford it?
Well, it may well focus the minds of some of those who are blocking some of the crucial decisions, which we economic decisions that we have here at Stormont, because we'll then have to make some kind of priority. Do they want to continue to dig their heels in, for example, in welfare reform, and therefore lose the opportunity of being able to finance a reduction in corporation tax? Or do they want to continue with some of the other budgetary things which they're holding up at present? If those are the priorities, then they're going to have to tell businesses, and they're going to have to tell those who they have promised they would campaign for this particular measure, that they can no longer afford to do it. We can't do everything. We can't pay fines to the Treasury for not implementing welfare reform, and at the same time fine hundreds of millions of pounds to reduce corporation tax.
There have been rumours of a deal cooking on welfare reform between Sinn Féin and the DUP. Is that true?
Well, I'm not aware of any of the details of that, but I would hope that sense would be seen at the end of the day, because it simply doesn't make sense to me to pay fines to Westminster on a monthly basis to have to purchase an expensive computer system.
Well, Sinn Féin would say it makes sense if welfare reform is against the interests of the public. Fines are no fines. If it's going to exploit and endanger vulnerable people, then that's why Sinn Féin would stand up against it.
Well, of course, this discussion shows that it doesn't make sense in the interests of the public either, because, first of all, whether we like it or not, we're paying for welfare reform by having to pay fines to Westminster, and in doing that, we will be losing the opportunity to have an additional lever to bring in additional jobs to Northern Ireland. And there's no better way of getting people who are currently on benefits onto a higher claim of income than to find that we can get more jobs.
Okay.